Ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Hello.
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 Welcome to episode 20 of Come Get Your Podcast. We did it.
We're there.
20 episodes.
Oh my God.
It's now time to announce the end of Come Get... No, I'm kidding. We're going to keep doing this damn thing for at least another 20. How are you guys doing?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Couldn't sleep. I was pumped up last night before going to bed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
About adrenaline. Recording today?
No, I mean, recording, it's what? That's like a chore now, right? So,
no.
I'm just kidding.
No, recording's fine. Editing can be a chore sometimes, but
yeah.
It's not that bad, right? I hope.
No, I'm just tired, you know? Adrenaline flowing last night, doing a PUBG win, you know, right before going to bed. That never helps.
Humble brag.
Yep, it is. By you guys.
I'm okay. Wasn't my best week, obviously, as you guys know. But my grandmother, who was 100 years old, passed away, which is super unfortunate, but also not incredibly shocking. But, you know, that's never fun.
No, not at all.
Never.
But super nice lady, did way more for me than she ever had to, but I think that's kind of what grandparents are supposed to do a little bit. So,
oh, definitely. And I mean, just think of the things she saw over the last 100 years.
Born in 1917, she was a few months away from turning 101. But she did see a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah,
good and bad.
Was she a Cubs fan?
Yes, but at that point she really wasn't watching TV.
She's like, I don't care.
Didn't
anymore.
Care to watch TV. and the nice thing too, like even at 100, her mind was really still there. So she was with it and everything. She was aware that the Cubs won the World Series and she was happy about it and
liked
going to games probably in the 1930s or 40s.
Yeah, right. She's like, that would have been great back in 1956, but
the games costed a nickel.
She took my mom to a couple Cubs games with her husband and everything, and my mom was little, so that was probably in the 1950s, actually. So it's kind of crazy to think about that, but Grandma P will miss you, so. Other than that, though, I mean, not too bad. I did get to take a couple of days off of work, and I'll probably take Monday off as well, because that's when the funeral is. But, I mean, so not having to go to work's been nice, but we got everything straightened out. All our stuff's packed up, ready to go to be donated, or we have what we wanted to take and everything, and did that yesterday. Went by super fast, but I guess that's the benefit of living in, like, a assisted living facility where you don't need to have that much stuff.
No, they pretty much provide everything for you.
Pretty much. And, yeah.
How young do you have to be to go to one of those?
I'm not sure. We can look into it for you. For you?
No, it's it's for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
Probably about retirement age.
Hey, man, people are retiring at 25 now. What's up?
30-ish?
30?
Who's retiring at 25?
He's 30. Sorry, he's 30. He could do it, yeah.
I mean, one day it would be nice to just be able to, like, you know what? You tell me when dinner is.
You tell me when dinner is and what we're having. I don't care. Just bring me something.
It's essentially like living in a dorm again, like in college, just with a bunch of geriatrics.
A lot less ramen noodles and more duck. I don't know what they serve there.
More,
I have no idea.
More doilies.
Same amount of sex, probably.
A
Oh God.
My God. My God.
Obviously, I don't know what my grandma was up to, but not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
Go, grandma.
But, you know.
Is that why she wasn't watching much TV?
Yeah, she's probably just fucking all the guys there. It is a problem. STDs, STIs, whatever they're called now.
It really is, actually. It
runs rampant through those places.
Hey, man. I say just let them do it. Just let them go.
They're not going to burden our generation and the younger generations with more kids. So why not?
Right. They don't get very many choices living there. So just,
That's the power of love.
Just let them decide where they want to get some strange. All right.
Oh.
This is the best intro we've ever had.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So strong. So strong. Probably the strongest.
I expected a Ric Flair woo after that intro song, but.
Oh, after the Dawn of Man songs?
Yes. Woo!
I forgot about that.
I almost did it, and I was like, nah, maybe I won't.
It would have.
That's why you're not funny on here, Dustin.
Yep. Sorry, Misty. You know what? I should have just gone with my gut and just did it.
Always go with the gut.
You guys don't let me go with my gut sometimes. Or you edit it out.
Well, you know.
But my gut's really dark, guys. You don't want to hear it.
I mean, Chris, we can keep some of that stuff in if you really want.
Nah, I'm good. You do the right thing. You.
Well, we're still looking for other sponsors.
Yeah, you might. You
keep it a little cleaner. Once we get them hooked in and we sign on the dotted line, then it's all fair game.
Then we're going to make a super cut of just your bad choices.
Which, guys, Home Chef, get at us.
I'm about to say, Home Chef is so close right now. We're almost there. So
we love your product. I made a delicious meal of yours earlier this week. What was it? It was like a Tex-Mex beef sandwiches. My God.
I had those last week.
Oh.
So good.
See? Home Chef.
See? Come on. We're doing this.
This is true love. Don't fight it.
Don't fight it.
Baby, it's okay.
Get up in our slide into our DMs.
It's just natural.
Much like all your products.
Perfect.
Nailed it. Put it on the board.
Nailed it.
but yeah, with my little bit of time off this week, and since the last time we recorded, I did get to play. We played a lot of PUBG. Had that amazing victory last night.
So good.
On newer things, I'm starting to get back into Fortnite. That was a yesterday thing. And today's March 10th when we're recording. Happy Mario Day, by the way.
Yeah.
But starting into Fortnite again. I want to check out the changes and improvements they've made to the game since it first came out when I played it, and it does feel like way way better. I will say that. So it might be kind of a regular thing again. We'll see.
I always thought that Fortnite, like, overall felt better than PUBG because it's more optimized, but unless they improved the aiming and stuff, I couldn't get into it. And I don't think I could get into its building. I talked to you about that a little bit yesterday, but watching streamers build and do all this stuff, like, I don't know if I could do that.
Well, like, I don't have a Razer Naga, which basically has the numpad on the side of the fucking mouse, but you just need to set your bindings to stuff you will remember, and then when you start getting shot at randomly, what to press when you're panicking, which is definitely the most difficult part for me. But I mean, practice will make perfect. Maybe we'll see how much I play it. But aiming does feel better. I found the right sensitivity for my mouse and input and stuff like that, so it's very manageable. I'm still not great at medium to kind of longish range fights with an assault rifle, just because you can't aim down sights unless you have a scope. But I can also just practice makes perfect, yada yada. So all the weapon variety is a lot better now too. So it's fun.
I think, much like you said yesterday, I watched the doc, Dr. District, play a little bit yesterday. And I was like, oh man, yeah, he's really shooting them pretty well. I could barely hit shit when I played that. So I mean, maybe they change the shooting and the aiming a little bit.
Bullet drop might be different too. I mean, it's hard to say what they did. I haven't read any patch notes, so I just know it feels better. So I don't. It was fun. So I've been doing that, and then also Misty and I bought Bayonetta 1 and 2 on the Switch, and we never played either of those games before. So we're starting with Bayonetta 1 because there is an overarching story. Not sure how much it matters, but if you like just crazy Japanese take on the West, basically, from Europe and America, it's batshit insane. So, and it's a fun time. We've been enjoying that so far.
Yeah, I've never played any of those before either, so I'm not even sure what those are supposed to be like.
Devil May Cry meets...
I've played Devil May Cry, but just not in a very long time.
It's kind of that combat style.
Okay.
Where you can, I mean, essentially...
Like you have a sword and a gun and everything? Like,
well,
and
just... no. Well, Bayonetta has four guns, two of them that she holds in her hands, two of them she has gun heels.
Okay.
Like shoes.
stop right there. You've already sold me on it.
Okay.
Never even seen it, but gun heels. Just take my money.
And she can also, she's a witch from like the 1400s or something like that. And she has the ability to also turn her hair into things. If you press the right button combinations, you'll do a bunch of melee stuff, and then if you successfully do the combo, your hair turns into a giant fist that like a portal appears. Your hair turns into a gigantic 20-foot tall fist, and then appears behind the enemy and pounds them and punches them into the ground. And, you know, you can also turn into, like, it can turn into a giant dragon that eats gigantic boss demons. You know, standard stuff.
Can you explain Bayonetta to your mom?
No. I don't think I can.
That's, good luck. I feel like, if you could, do you think you could start streaming this possibly? Because I'd be interested Switch. To watch.
I don't have an Elgato that I could hook up to my Switch. Unfortunately.
Just get like that cardboard stuff from Nintendo. You can stream with that, right?
I can, using Nintendo Labo, I can make a DVD or whatever it's called, a recording device.
Guys, you heard it first. We're starting to GoFundMe to get Adam the Elgato for the Switch.
How about we start a GoFundMe to get CGY Podcast and Elgato?
There you go.
That still goes to Adam because none of us have a Switch. Yeah, so, sure.
That I'll well, just no. take most of the time.
Adam officially just donated his Switch to the
capture card. Oh, that's what I'm CGY. For.
Your Switch is our Switch. I need to borrow that. Thanks.
Well, I was gonna say, if you guys ever borrow it, they'll be on there. You can try it out.
I don't know, man. There's a good chance that I might buy one soon because like they just announced Smash Bros. Coming.
Do we know anything if it's a new standalone one or are they porting over like Smash for Wii U or from Wii?
I mean, they haven't said anything that I've read at least. If it's been out today, I haven't, you know, looked into it too much today.
There's been nothing since the announcement this week.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, give me a break if it came out this morning. It's early, guys.
Oh, no.
Shit.
No. All they've done is tease the lineup by putting a bazillion silhouettes on the screen. But
that was such a good tease, too. Like, I knew, like, somebody was saying Smash it out. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, so I got it. So I wasn't watching the Nintendo Direct when it was happening, of course. And Nintendo Direct is notorious for having those, one final announcement sort of
one
thing.
More thing.
Which is great. Yeah. I love it. Like, when they did... for the Wii U Smash when they announced, I think it was Mewtwo, and I love watching people's reactions because they freaked the fuck out over it. But
people like themselves in Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah, I'm not. I love Smash Brothers. You know, I'm not like one of those like crazy guys. I am a tournament winning Smash Bros. Player. Back when Game Crazy was still around,
really,
I smashed down on some 13-year-old kids when I was like 22.
Yeah,
fuck I em. Want a gift card. Fuck you, kids. Get better.
Humble brag.
This That's, is it.
No. I like this one.
Welcome to the real world. You're getting your ass kicked. I ain't taking it easy on you. Be better. Thank you. Bye.
Children in fighting game tournaments is a rite of passage almost if you like fighting games.
Yeah, same thing happened when Mortal Kombat X came out, the new one, newer one, I should say. My nephew came over and was playing it, and my sister was like, yeah, you know, sometimes he beats us, but we kind of let him win. I'm like, it ain't happening over here.
No.
Bring it, child. He lost every time, but sorry. I ain't handing out participation trophies over here. You're going to die.
I did the same thing against my nephew, but it wasn't a fighting game. It was Call of Duty. He's like, let's play in a 1v1.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
That was your woo for you.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if I'm going to move it from there.
You just go, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, with the Smash Brothers announcement, I don't know if it's been a new one or not. The speculation that I've read so far, they think it's like a port over, but like an enhanced port because it's coming out this year. But you don't know how long Nintendo's been working on it. Okay. So between that and, of course, wanting to play Mario Odyssey, new Pokemon game coming out, Mario Tennis as well, which me and Carlos talked about this bit. I was a huge Mario Tennis fan.
Oh, that was one of my favorite games for the 64.
Oh, man. Me and my buddies would play that so much. I loved it. I really did.
Are we going to get a Mario Golf 2 eventually?
Didn't they already make a Mario Golf for like a Wii U or something?
I literally don't know because I didn't own that system.
I hard to think that it came out on
port it over
systems, but...
or maybe whenever they do their online services that, you know, you pay the $15 or whatever it is and you have access to old Nintendo games. I don't know. Maybe then. We'll see.
Okay, so they made a Mario Golf World Tour, which is for the 3DS.
Oh.
So, but I'm excited. I would love to see a Pokemon game. Not, like, don't get me wrong, Pokemon Snap was the shit, but I want to see a Pokemon game on a console. And this is the thing, is that the Switch is, because Pokemon Company, whoever makes it, has said the Pokemon will always be on a handheld console. Right?
That's what this... they're developing this, one, aren't they?
That's the thing, is that... But they haven't said what it is. They said a Pokemon game is coming for the Switch, but they said they wanted to keep the main entities, you know, the main commercial on handheld consoles. Switch is like that happy medium. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's a handheld if you want it to be a handheld.
Sure is.
And it's a normal console if you want it to be that.
Like, they've teamed... And when I say tease, they've barely teased anything. There's going to be one. And the vibe I got is it's going to be different than like the 3DS Game Boy games and stuff like that. And it's not going to be like the fighting tournament, Pokken tournament that came out a little while ago. I believe for the Wii U. So it's not going to be that either, which is good. So we'll see what, I can't remember the creator's name, but we'll see what he comes up with. Maybe we'll get something at E3.
So, I mean, it's possible, you know, that the Switch purchase could be happening in the near future.
I love it. I mean, I don't even play it every day, but, pardon me. But Mario Odyssey is great. They just came out with a free DLC, something to do with Luigi and balloons. I don't know. Maybe it's a sex thing. Breath of the Wild is fantastic on it. I still need to beat it. I'm getting further in it, but
that's the only thing I really want to play right now on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's,
you put that on the Wii U, man.
I know I could, but I kind of just, I'd rather play it on the Switch.
that was my that thing.
You like, know,
you can borrow my Wii U and borrow the games, no problem. Yeah, but it's on the new thing.
Yeah, like I'd rather play it on the Switch.
Mario Kart 8 on the Switch is a lot of fun, just because it has everything. The two Bayonetta games are great so far.
or the one I've played is great so far, and I'm assuming the second one's going to be just as good, if not better. I mean, it's got Sonic. There's a lot there. It's a good time. What along with Smash Brothers being announced this week, there are a few other announcements, not by Nintendo. Blobs 4 and Division 2. The Division 2 one is a little surprising to me.
Why?
I mean, Division 1 sold really well, but, like, they messed it up so hard for a long time that a lot of people kind of forgot about it, seemingly.
I think it turned into what Destiny 1... It's like, you know, like, the three of us played it, and then we stopped because, you know, we didn't enjoy the end game after a while.
Yeah.
And then apparently they just started doing so many different updates and fixes that, like, we haven't gone back and seen that. Apparently it's the game is amazing now.
It was a couple months after we stopped playing it, but there was a patch, and I remember talking about it with you guys. Yeah. But you guys never wanted to get back into it at the time.
Well, Chris, you and I reinstalled it on our PS4, and we were going to play it. And I don't think we ever just had the time, you know, with stuff coming out and you know, PUBG and Sea of Thieves and all these different things. So yeah. I would still like to reinstall it and just see what it is, I guess, before Division 2 comes out, just to see what they've done. But from everything I've heard, I'm kind of excited for this, because we've beat it to death, but like, given how much of a disappointment Destiny 2 was, I'm looking for another, you know, game like this to
loot MMO.
Yeah, exactly. I've been needing this for a little while, and I haven't had it, so I'm kind of excited, given, you know, the stuff I've heard from, you know, from the first division, what they've fixed.
I'm happy it's coming out. It's just, like I said, I was a little surprised that it got announced now. But I guess when else would you do it?
I think we were talking about this a little bit last night. It's like, was Friday fucking E3, and we just didn't know that it was E3?
it felt like it, right?
Pre-E3.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get some, like Nintendo Direct was going on, Ubisoft was releasing some stuff.
A few months.
Like, what is going on?
I'm looking forward to checking it out. I do kind of want to try out the first one again, see how different it is, because I'm sure it's massively different from the last time I played it, because that was months and months before you guys kind of reinstalled it. So that'll be cool. And then, like I said, Black Ops 4... Treyarch game, so it should be good. You got the good zombies. Yay.
I mean, from everything I've heard, it's gonna be more modern day again, but without all the jump, you know.
So we're doing boots on the ground.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I haven't really played much Call of Duty here since Black Ops 3, so I don't know. Treyarch's always been pretty good, so I don't know. I will probably check it out.
I have enjoyed all three of the Black Ops games. So.
Yeah, they've been the shining light since, you know, Modern Warfare 2.
I'll get it if you guys get it, because our friends talked about World War II enough to make me buy it, and then I never played it.
I've played it twice.
I played it for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and never, because everyone's like, yeah, play it, but they never are on.
Nope.
So I just kind of stopped playing it.
And World War II, like, I was excited for it to go back into World War II, but then I started playing the campaign. It's like, stop trying to make it a goddamn movie, you guys.
Well, see, I like that.
I personally I just want to go in there. Here's your mission. Storm the thing. Oh, we got to go here. Let's go here. And I'm like, all right.
I mean, that's what the gameplay is. Did you play it? Are you sure? Like, that's exactly.
I played
what
like the first two missions, and like, it's, it tries so hard for it to be like a movie in between, like what you're doing. And it's like, I don't want that. I don't want it.
I don't know. I haven't.
This is the cool thing about opinions. It's my fucking opinion, you bitch.
I haven't checked out the.
It's my opinion that you're fucking wrong, you bitch.
That's true.
I haven't checked out the campaign yet, and I've been wanting to, because, I mean, I bought the game. I might as well at least check it out more than just online. But, I mean, I enjoy the mix of a story along with the campaign. So
make me feel the feels.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't want a story. I'm just saying I think it's they're trying to make it too cinematic. You know?
No.
We're gonna let that. We're just gonna let the silence.
No, it's absolutely fine. You feel that way.
I'm not trying to get that out of a Call of Duty game. That's what I'm saying. If I want that, I'm gonna play an RPG or Metal Gear Solid 4 again. You know. But that's me. That's me.
I also think Justice League's a decent movie. So what do you?
Know? I thought Justice League was a decent movie. If you took it as it was, and not as a competition for a Marvel, it wasn't terrible.
Apparently, the new, it's not confirmed, and so who knows if it's really correct or not, but apparently Zack Snyder left the project. It wasn't because of his daughter, it was because, who passed away, it was because he was fired.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the rumor mill going on around right now. I don't know how accurate it is, so take it at face value, but let's
Did you watch Justice League?
Yes, I have.
Did you? Okay.
Yes. No, I'm not making assumptions about a movie I haven't seen. That's unfair.
Okay, so no, I didn't think it was awful. You know?
I didn't mind the story. I want to see a Flash standalone because I thought
Flash is the best.
Barry Allen, yeah, I thought he was fantastic.
Good. Ezra Miller, I believe is his name.
Yep, yeah, yep. I think Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I'd love to see a standalone of that.
You know, you're getting
Wonder Woman was already amazing. I mean, I had some issues with that movie.
Cyborg was rough at first, but he grew on me as the movie went on.
The characters there are great, and the people playing them have done a very good job in their respective roles in various places that we've seen them. It's that movie couldn't be saved, in my opinion.
I think we've said it before. They're just trying to shove way too much in way too fast to
Zack
try to catch
Snyder
up.
Had his idea for his universe and it went, I don't know if power hungry maybe is the wrong way to phrase it, but I mean, here's the thing. I like Zack Snyder 10 years ago. Since he started taking over the DC stuff, it's been kind of getting worse and worse in my opinion.
My favorite part of that movie. I mean, the CGI was just bad.
Yeah,
it was surprisingly bad for a current movie. But I think the best part of that movie, or at least the one that I enjoyed the most, not that I don't hate the movie, but I enjoy it entertained me. Was the first 10 minutes that just felt like an older Batman movie, like a Michael Keaton Batman movie, and that's because Joss Whedon directed that part.
Yeah, exactly.
It was completely different from the rest of the movie, and it just felt great. I was like, I want 2 hours of this.
He dropped the Batgirl production he was gonna do. You guys see that?
Yeah, I yep. heard.
Which, to his credit, he did it because he was like, I don't have a story.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't think of one, so I don't wanna just make a movie for the sake of making a movie, which I really respect. That's
Respect Joss Whedon on that because people would have just done it and made a crap movie. Catwoman.
Well, I think people are already giving him shit because they're like, Joss is like, I don't have a story here. And then, you know, somebody picked it up already and they're like, I'll do it. And people are kind of giving him shit like, okay, hold my beer.
I mean, but paycheck.
Yeah, well, it's like.
It's going to make money.
Sure. If he doesn't think he has a story, by all means, you take it.
I mean, maybe this guy will, so you never know.
Yeah, you know.
There's still a possibility, and maybe if the story's even halfway decent, we will produce some stuff for it. You never know.
Yeah, anything can happen, and I don't know. I think if DC could get Joss to make another Justice League movie, or just another Batman or whatever, I think they could turn it around.
I was afraid that he dropped it because of his experience with Justice League. Which I'm like, oh no. But maybe, I don't know. I think
it's a lot of pressure on Joss Whedon.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, sure. Like, he did the Avengers 1 and 2.
I was surprised he wanted to do another superhero movie after those two and Justice League.
Yeah. And the thing is that Avengers obviously was great, you know, and if I liked Avengers 2, it was, you know, had its problems, but
I liked Avengers 2. It was the weaker one, obviously, but it was decent. story was pretty good.
I still enjoy the movie.
And so now he's looked at as like the savior for superhero movies or something, you know, like
it's a whole lot of pressure now.
And now you have Black Panther, Thor 3, like all these amazing movies that are out on the Marvel side of things, and maybe he just, I mean, obviously because he didn't think he had a story, he didn't want to compete with those or couldn't compete with those. And I mean, that's just me reading into stuff, so who knows how accurate that is. But
and Marvel's doing it right. They have a good mix of like serious movies, like your Winter Soldier, your Civil War, and then you have like Thor Ragnarok, Guardians of the Galaxy, which are like a comic movie.
Yeah. They're the ones that kind of kicked off this trend that we've been seeing of levity and seriousness mixed together. They're nailing it.
That's why The Flash did very well in Justice League.
Well, I thought Justice League had a decent amount of humor thrown in, which was appreciated given it's such like a dark universe that they're building. But there were times that it was like it felt forced during that movie. You know, Batman's not supposed to try to be that funny, I don't think.
I didn't like it that much. You know, Batman's not a one-liner kind of guy.
Sure. That's not a Bruce Wayne thing.
But I mean, I didn't hate the movie. I think we can all agree the worst part of that movie was the CGI for sure.
Well, there's a scene where Clark is in the field in Kansas with Lois Lane, and you could just tell that that's a green screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so hard. And I'm like, obvious. I was like, oh, what is this? I was like, oh gosh,
that's Zack Snyder for you.
Did you guys see? It was like a meme or a picture or whatever of. It was just Affleck on the plane when he was pouring himself whiskey. And there was like, it's like the most accurate thing I've ever seen Batman do. And you look and it's like, he's pouring himself like an 8-ounce glass of whiskey. Like, it's like full. It's like, yeah, if he's an older Batman, I think he's seen some shit. And I think he could just pound this down like it's nothing.
And that's what I was excited to see, you know, with you know, Batman versus Superman, is that you got a glimpse that this is older Batman and you saw his past, like the Robin suit with the Joker spray paint. I was like, man, this guy's been through some shit. And I was really excited to see, like, dive into that history, you know, to see what happened was that to make one... Batman want to kill people, you know, like that snap where he was just killing bad guys in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, which raised a lot of problems with some
friends. I had no problem with it, honestly. Oh, I didn't mind it.
I understood it. Was that Robin Dick or was it Tim that died?
I don't think it's either. My assumption was Jason Todd.
Okay, it could have been Jason Todd too. I couldn't remember because Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing and then Tim Drake is the new Robin.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that would be Jason. That would be Jason Todd.
Jason Todd, yeah, Jason Todd in the story of Batman, Jason Todd it did die.
Yes.
And he ended up becoming the Red Hood.
Right, that's right.
And I know about that more because Arkham Knight came out and that was Arkham Knight was Jason Todd.
Yeah, so that's the assumption with Batman versus Superman and him looking at the suit, but like I don't think we're going to get unfortunately within this universe I don't think we're gonna get those answers at all. I have a feeling they're just gonna scrap it and start over.
Yeah, they're definitely, I mean, obviously if Snyder getting fired is true, they're just getting rid of his whole idea of this thing he started. Which here we go again.
But I like some of these people being their characters. Like, I don't want to see them recast. Hopefully they can keep them,
because they're the strongest part, and they're just working with what they got. We'll see.
I think we can all agree, Justice League definitely was not the worst DC movie. It's Suicide Squad.
And note that I'm not saying that Justice League is amazing, but for some of the flack that I was hearing from it, I was like, that it wasn't that bad.
No.
You know?
I'm on the hate train.
That's fine.
I'm more on the Chris side. I went with Carlos. I was like, during the day, I ran out of work, and I enjoyed my time. I didn't I didn't hate the movie. I hated the CGI. That was the only thing I disliked.
How about this? I'm glad I didn't pay money to see it.
I can get down on that.
I'm cool with that. I'm not upset that I paid to see it.
Okay.
I think the DC universe has so much story and history
potential that
they need somebody to write the train or reset the fucking train. It can start over.
In theory, that is possible.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers wants to fuck with whoever they get and all that other stuff.
And when they decide to start over again, I will fucking go see the movie. I'm still gonna, there's so much there that they could play with that I just don't think they're.
They're such powerful characters. And I loved at the beginning, you know, one of the opening scenes where the Atlanteans and Amazonians and man are fighting together. And then all of a sudden the Green Lantern is there. And his ring flies into space when he dies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, that's opening up a Green Lantern movie. Right there.
They want one. And get Ryan Reynolds again.
No, don't get Ryan Reynolds again.
Some executive somewhere is saying that.
And then you have the Shazam movie in production now with Zach Levi. Levi, however you say his name. But it's just there's so much potential in the DC universe.
Black Adam movie, right, as well? Or is that a part of
the Shazam thing? I think there's a Black Adam movie coming out with The Rock, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think they're like, aren't they like the opposite sides of the coin? Now, I'm not a DC history buff.
Essentially.
By any means. So, yeah, I thought they were like the same side of like the two opposite sides of the same coin.
Hopefully they can get to Wonder Woman level on terms of group movies, and then get some good stuff for the standalones, but we'll see what happens down the road.
Well, the Batman movie is still, you know, coming. Matt Reeves, Matt Affleck are tied to it still. I know that had some
there's still Rocky stuff happening. I'm getting less and less excited for it, unfortunately, but we'll see. Let's move on. We spent like 6 minutes on that, I think. Randomly, out of nowhere. That wasn't even on the list today. Real quick, PUBG roadmap. Not really a roadmap, in my mind, for stuff they're doing this year. They laid out their plans.
Is that the hot new thing?
I think so.
Roadmaps?
And honestly, when I hear roadmap, I don't know about you guys, but when I hear roadmap, I expect, here's what we're doing month by month.
Pertinent information or because content.
The roadmap was for 2018, so here's where we go. And they there were a few things that they listed that are coming out this month or next month. They didn't list what they were. I noticed, and then everything else was sometime in 2018.
Yeah, roadmaps should have dates. Roadmaps, like Adam pointed out to, should be a month to month thing. You know, yeah, we gave flack for Destiny for doing roadmaps, but
at least they told you when.
Yeah, it's got information, even if we don't like all of the information, at least it's like telling us this is coming out this time. And if it gets pushed back, they tell us.
And knowing PUBG, that stuff is not going to come out until November or December.
But a couple new maps on the way, new weapons, new vehicles, in 2018.
There is a concept map art for the 4x4 map, which is nice, and that's for people that want to get right into the action and not have as long of a game.
It might be a good way to practice hot drops.
Yeah, and it looks nice. Yeah, it looks like cool. A jungle island.
Well, we'll see what they do whenever that stuff actually comes out.
Yeah, you guys wanna create a CGY podcast roadmap?
Sometime in 2018, Home Chef will be your sponsor.
Yeah. Sometime in 2018, we'll have a roadmap.
There you go.
We're going to create a roadmap that says we'll have one at some point.
Speaking of sponsors, yes. We do have one, officially.
It's true.
As always, Slumberyard Handcrafted for all your handmade solid wood furniture needs. And not just furniture. Get a kayak paddle, for Christ's sake. Look up our friend Slumberyard Handcrafted at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, or you can look them up on Instagram at slumberyardhandcrafted, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. My buddy Josh does a live video feed showing what he's been working on and some behind the scenes parting of the kimono type stuff. If you happen to miss it, our last episode, he actually came on with us and did a nice little chat about the last Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, and a little bit about the future of the franchise. What I thought was going to be a more heated discussion turned out pretty amicable, which is still good. It was a fun time. We live streamed it. You can find it on our Twitch page, or you can, you know, listen to the episode last week. But he was gracious enough to come on. Thanks, Josh. He also does, during his live streams, he does giveaways, which can range from a t-shirt or a hat, or sometimes he'll give away tool set of some kind, or some giveaway wood clamps, which is actually needed if you're into that kind of stuff. If you go to their website, you can see their portfolio of things they made and things that might be coming down the road. You can schedule a design session with him and his wife. And if you got something crazy in your head that you think would look real nice, a nice armoire, nice coffee table, nice desk for your computer or your office, give them a shout. And they'll work with you. You can schedule a free design session with them.
Yeah, worst thing you can do is just ask him, and he'll look at it with you. He'll see if he can do it, and if it's something he can do, he has no problem working it out with you. So it's real fun.
And if for some reason he can't, he'll point you in the right direction. So
exactly,
super great people running a local business in our area, and it's nice to see that he's doing really well. So that is slumberyardhandcrafted.com. That is slumberyardhandcrafted.com. Thanks, Lumberyard.
Thanks.
And then unofficially, thank you, Home Chef.
Home Chef bringing you those hot meals.
Bringing me my hot meals every single week.
I am thinking about doing that because I did getting a cast iron skillet. I'm trying to step up the game, you know?
That was one of your 2018 roadmap
it was
New Year's resolutions, right?
It was, man. Actually,
our 2018 New Year's roadmaps.
Hold on, are New Year's resolutions just roadmaps for?
I think they are.
That's a shower thought right there.
That is. Oh, might be shit. That might be the episode title right there.
I'm getting a cast iron skillet. It should be arriving today, actually.
Hell yeah, I love mine.
And. The thing is that, like, and it's excuses, but I think it's a valid excuse. My kitchen sucks. It really does. And I don't have a lot of space to do any like, meal prep or anything, so I'm very limited to what I'm able to cook. I don't, you know, I just don't have room, really.
That is a huge factor when making food. Like,
yeah,
the more space you have, the better, obviously. So I totally get that.
I have two counters, one which has a dish rack on it. And the other one, which, you know, I had to do whatever I can, you know, on that. And other than that, my kitchen is super small. I'll send you a picture of it sometime, guys. Yeah. And I'm looking to move, you know. By next year, I actually want to either move to... I'm looking for condos. I don't have an interest in... You guys have sold me on not wanting to get a house. Other people have sold me on not wanting to get a house.
You know.
So...
That's not bad.
Man.
I don't have an interest in home ownership. Now that could change down the road.
Oh, sure.
You know? So I was looking at condos and stuff like that. So Carlos, I might be hitting you up in the next few months. But you know, I just want room. I do want to start cooking for myself. Like I cooked last night and you know, I normally don't cook, you know. Graciously my sister lives next door. She's fantastic. I'll get home and she's like, hey, by the way, we're cooking some stuff tonight. Do you want something? I'm like, hell yeah. Let's do it up. You know, I'll have like a meatloaf or a chili, enchiladas or something, you know, that I wasn't even planning on having. So other than that, I'll probably, you know, get Arby's or Portillo's or Culver's. Not Taco Bell.
Never.
Because.
Not even in the top 10. No.
You're just asking for it right now.
I will say, unofficially sponsored by Home Chef. With Home Chef, all you need is basically a cutting board area and your stovetop and oven.
Yeah, and I could definitely do that. You can enough
make that work, I think, with what you got right now, and hopefully in a year you might have a little bit of a bigger kitchen.
Yeah, and that's all it comes down to. And also, like, I was cooking last night, and then I'm like, man, I don't have a light over my stove. I have one kitchen light, and I'm a bigger, taller guy, so that light blocks to my stove. I had to get out of my way to see, like, oh, the meat's brown now. Shit.
Yeah. You should get one of those stick-on lights. You know what I'm talking about? Press like a car dome.
That's not a good bad idea.
Yeah, that might be your fix temporarily.
So, and I say this, and I'm looking to move. I love my landlord. She's been fantastic, you know, and everything. And this is where I live is a great first person, like your first foray out of your parents' house to a new place. It's fantastic. It's a separate house. Mm-hmm. It's small. It's great. You know, I can be loud if I want to. I don't have to always listen to porn with my headphones on. It's great.
This week's episode brought to you by landlords.
Good landlords everywhere.
No, I totally understand the, like, if you have a good landlord, that doesn't happen that often. So, like, no. It's tough to want to, you know, have to get out of there sometimes.
But I've said this to you guys, like, it's poorly insulated and, you know, in the summer, like, bugs and ants will be everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
That's how you get ants.
It's time. Yeah, it is, man. It is. But yeah, so I'm trying to get down there. So Home Chef, I'm be hitting you guys up.
Hey, man.
Hit us up, all right? Don't make me go to Blue Apron. All right?
Oh, shit.
Start the war now.
I'm just kidding. I would go to them. I've heard too much good things about Home Chef.
Yeah, and
moving on from that.
Chris is just creating waves on this episode.
The food delivery service war of 2018 roadmap.
Chris drawing a hard line in the sand here with Taco Bell and Blue Apron. It's
say what you will about Chris, but you know where he stands on the important issues.
He doesn't sit on the fence when it comes to these issues.
I'm gonna be like that guy at like the college campus at the table. Taco Bell's not good. Prove me wrong.
the current meme.
Yes.
Prove me wrong. Do it. So it's March 10th when we're recording. Which, if you speak leet speak, it's Mario Day. And yeah. Currently on Google Maps, starting today through next week, if you put in directions to anywhere, you will have the option to turn your current location where you're normally is like a little icon of a little vehicle. It will become a Mario Kart.
Let's go.
So, head south on. Yeah, then turn that's... left on. And so now I have a little Mario Kart where I'm at, and I don't know if he'll make noises if I actually start driving. I'm going to need to test this out today because I have a haircut.
Watch out for those blue shells.
I have a haircut.
Don't give me it first.
So I'm hoping, like, as you're driving, there are coins and stuff like that on the road, but this is...
A lot of people swerving.
I was going to say, this is a promotion for apparently down the road on the Nintendo's 2018 roadmap. There will be a Mario Kart app for your phone. Game, so we'll see what that's going to be about.
That's an interesting idea.
But there are going to be a lot of accidents this week, I think, so be careful out there, everybody.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, like, I understand the promotion. They did it. That's essentially what led to Pokemon Go, was Google Maps and Nintendo getting together and putting Pokemon randomly throughout the map app. So,
yeah.
And here we are with Niantic now and Pokemon Go, and that's very successful. So I think they're trying to do it again, but I honestly feel like this might be dangerous.
I'm trying to figure out what what the idea would be for a Mario Kart app on your phone while you're driving.
No. The app won't be for when you're driving.
Oh, thank God.
This is like, it's going to be like the Mario Jump game, or, you know, all the little Nintendo things they've been putting out, Animal Crossing thing. It'll be like that. It's not for driving.
I had the worst just visual that, like
would be the worst idea of all time.
Yeah, I was like, how is this even legal? What is going on?
This is just a promotion for the app that's coming out sometime in 2018. And it's just, when you use Google Maps, you just have a Mario in his Mario Kart instead of your little car icon where you're traveling.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool, but I still think it will cause accidents because people are dumb.
Sure. Just like Pokemon Go did.
Hopefully it's not us. Or you, dear listener. We care about you.
Brought to you by Google Maps.
Unofficial sponsor. Google, get at us.
That's the Moby Dick right there. That is
the white whale.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened? Last week was the Oscars, right? That was last Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Indie Darling, right? No. That was dumb.
Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant won an Oscar. Has more Oscars than MJ. But MJ has less rape allegations, so take that how you will.
Oof.
That's the best response I could come up with. But yeah, Guillermo del Toro and Shape of Water, I should say, kind of cleaned up. That was that was the big hit this year. And
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I did watch it.
Yeah?
Is it good?
I liked it.
Is it better than Justice League?
Yes. It's better than Justice League.
I mean, it's probably a better movie in terms of scenes and being shot, but
I love the aesthetics of it. It reminded me of Bioshock.
Exactly. And I think I did talk about this several episodes ago before it came out, and I was pumped to see it, and I still need to. I just liked the idea of the overall story that they presented, and I'm a big Guillermo del Toro fan anyway. But someone really fucked up here. Do you know who it is?
Oh, yeah. I can guess.
I think you might know who it is. So go ahead.
Well, it's because it's on our podcast sheet, so I mean, I'm cheating. But Konami?
Yeah, that's exactly... How'd you know?
How'd you guess?
That's crazy. Yeah, so obviously P.T., Silent Hills was the Kojima game, and Guillermo del Toro was also attached to co-direct or write the story along with Hideo for the Silent Hills game starring Norman Reedus. And then Konami did their thing that they've seemed to be doing great at lately and just messing everything up.
Raining on our parade.
So I'm sure a lot of the employees realize this, but I'm talking about the suits. Do they know how badly they messed up? Do they care?
I don't know if the suits care, because Konami's making money still on Metal Gear and the pachinko machines. And we joke about the pachinko machines, but they are.
They're big over there.
And I don't know if you saw this with Metal Gear Survive, but there's a thing. There's like in the intro scenes, there's like a clipboard that has people's names on them. And I guess the first letter of each last name, it's spelled out like Kojima.
It's spelled out it's KJP, so Kojima Productions, and then it's like forever basically.
Yeah, that's it. And the developers did that because they were forced to work in that, you know, kind of, because they can't just quit, you know. Unfortunately,
they have a job, or they need a job. You need that paycheck. I totally get it, but it is clear that some people who put that in there know where their loyalties lie. And then I'm sure that scene in particular was put in front of several people before it was put into the game officially, and they were probably either didn't notice it somehow didn't notice it, or just said that's fine and turned a blind eye. So Konami's got some people inside their company right now who aren't happy with what they're doing to our beloved Metal Gear. I agree with you. I don't think they care that much because they're still making money hand over fist. But how much more money could they have made had they let Kojima do Silent Hills?
Man, let me tell you, we've talked about it before, but PT, the playable test for Silent Hills, was so amazing. There's not a lot of games out there that give you that fear. And that game did it in spades.
Yep.
Let me tell you, like, it still freaks me out if I ever play it, you know.
I regret uninstalling it.
Why would you do that?
Because, I mean, sometimes I like to play shit like that, get your adrenaline going.
Yeah, man. That makes you feel alive. I mean? Like, makes you feel alive.
Yeah, like, I'm a person that enjoys watching some scary movies every so often. Sometimes I like to feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm not asking why you would want to play it again. I'm saying, why would you want to install it?
Oh, because I was an idiot and I didn't think about it at the time. This was a long time ago.
Well, who could have predicted that they would have dropped Kojima and canceled the whole damn thing? I thought of a caveat of this. So Guillermo del Toro, obviously, since he wasn't going to work on Silent Hills, made Shape of Water instead. That was his backup plan.
The Oscar winning,
several Oscar winning Shape of Water was the backup plan because he couldn't do Silent Hills anymore. So
think about how good Death Stranding is going to be.
Exactly, because he's in the game seemingly, and I'm assuming he also co-wrote it with Hideo. And so now they can put on the front of their box art, Oscar winning Guillermo del Toro. Like,
yeah,
you have an Oscar winner in your video game. So go ahead.
No, so I guess what we're trying to say is, thanks, Konami.
Thanks, I guess. Like,
you gave us this.
Here's the thing, though. Obviously, because had they kept Silent Hills going, when would we have gotten Shape of Water? Like, he wouldn't have been doing it simultaneously, probably.
Maybe. Sure, might not have ever gotten Shape of Water.
Maybe he would have.
I'm sure Jordan Peele is not happy that Konami let him go, because
he still got best writing.
You got best original screenplay.
Like, Get Out, amazing.
That was a good movie.
So
that's also, I'm also realizing that's the only movie out of all of these winners that I saw.
You haven't seen The Big Sick yet?
I've not seen The Big Sick yet. I don't know why I haven't watched it yet.
It's on my list.
It's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's now. An Amazon movie.
I can just watch it.
It's an Amazon movie, so it's really good.
I want to watch. I want to see I, Tanya. I want to see The Shape of Water. I even want to watch Coco, because I've heard that's really good.
Coco's really good.
Yeah, so I watched Shape of Water. I'm in the middle. I'm halfway through Darkest Hour. I had to stop and do some stuff yesterday.
You liking it?
So far, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's Gary Oldman's in it, so Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
If from Dark Knight, and it's about Winston Churchill. So, you know, it's one of the best times, in art history of the world, where, you know, things happened, but countries came together, and some of the best minds.
Did they get into the bombing of London?
I think they do. I haven't got to that point yet.
Okay.
So he hasn't made his Never Surrender speech yet.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Since I've gotten to. But so far, that's pretty good. But I have, you know, I want to watch Coco, like Dustin said, as well. You know,
Coco's
and then,
real good.
And that's what I've heard, you know.
Prepare for the
and,
feels.
Oh,
just FYI. Same with The Big Sick. Prepare for the feels.
Oh, God. There's only two things that make me cry. Marley and Me and the series finale of Boy Meets World. You know?
I get it. So I'm never going to watch Marley. Never going to watch Marley and Me. Because Turner and Hooch makes me cry like a baby.
Oh, God. Yeah, you'd go nuts.
Just the end. But so I will never watch Marley and Me, knowing what happens.
it's pretty sad. And, but yeah, so there's a lot of good winners out there. My parents, they stopped by yesterday. They were saying that the Three Billboards movie was good, too.
I've heard good things. I mean, it won a few, both. What, lead actor and actress?
Best actress and best supporting actor.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell, which I love Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell's great. He's great in
great most
things that he does.
Yeah, amazing.
And, yeah, Frances McDormand won for lead actress.
Good.
So
she deserved that.
Oh, yeah, just, man, she's such a great
actress. I haven't even seen Three Billboards, but just in general, her body of work, she deserved that.
Oh, absolutely. So it was a good, I think it was a good year for movies.
Good.
You know, in that whole spectrum.
It did seem that way.
And shout out to our friend Colin, who's I think he's doing a blog, right?
He started a blog.
For about movies.
About movies, because he is the biggest cinephile I know.
Oh, yeah.
Cinephile is the appropriate word here, but it sounds bad.
I always hear cinephile. I'm like pretentious.
I don't think Romantis. I feel like he could be arrested. Like, he's a cinephile. Ooh.
Oh, I got you.
real quick. Favorite Sam Rockwell movie.
Moon. Wait. Shit.
Yep.
I don't know.
Seven Psychopaths. That's my favorite one.
I mean, I have two, and I think they're obvious.
What?
First one is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, he's really good in that.
Second one is Galaxy Quest, obviously.
God damn it.
Yeah, right? You forgot about Galaxy Quest.
Oh, shit. You're so right. I can't pick one. Okay, I'm picking on Seven Psychopaths.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can have... I don't think there's a wrong choice.
There is.
It's Sam
Rockwell. I'm going with Galaxy Quest.
Right?
God damn it. That's good.
So he's really good in Seven Psychopaths, though, too. He's good in everything. I like Matchstick Men also. I don't think I've ever seen a movie with Sam Rockwell that I didn't like.
Damn. Good on you, Sam Rockwell.
Fuck yeah.
Sponsored by Sam Rockwell. unofficially sponsored.
We're gonna get sued.
No. No one's listening to this. Come on.
Come on now.
real quick to go back to Metal Gear Survive. I wasn't aware of this until Chris brought it to my attention this morning. Like, we're getting close to the end, I promise everybody. But Metal Gear Survive makes you pay for additional save slots. Is that right? Is that accurate?
Is that accurate?
It is. It costs 1,000 of their in-game currency, I didn't find an article today that shows that you can earn this currency in-game. It might be possible. But if you can't, that means you have to pay $10 of money, your money, to get an additional character slot.
What the fuck, Konami?
Yeah, it's not good.
That's, if there's no way, actual way, to earn that currency in-game, that, to me, that's more egregious than loot boxes and what EA was pulling and still is pulling.
Now, and this is just additional character slots. Don't get me wrong, I'm not defending it by any means. But like Destiny gives you 3 character slots, you know?
Yeah.
But you get 3 character slots. You know, it doesn't cost you anything else. There's 3 character slots, and you have also 3 classes of characters you can play. So, one of each. But if you want to play a different game, or if you want to, you know, try a different path in the game, like, oh, I went this way, but I don't want to...
style of gameplay. Yeah. You have to cough up that money, if you want to keep your original character, that is.
You're already spending $40 on the game itself, by the way.
Is it only 40?
And I thought it was... It's 40, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was 50.
And it's not like a full price game, but still $40 for the game. Mm-hmm. And then another $10 if you want to make another character. Like, come on.
Gross.
Super gross.
Looking forward to Death Stranding, though. As we always say. Oh, man.
Yes.
Ugh.
Bring it back.
Also, real quick, on the announcement train, the EA... or Criterion announced they're bringing back Burnout Paradise. I don't know if that interests either of you guys, but that is an amazing game.
I have friends that are into it.
I went.
I'm probably pretty excited.
Real deep into that game when it was first out, but
oh, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm gonna get it, but it's cool that it's coming back and it's gonna be updated and all that other stuff. So. That was just a quick aside. We are moving on to Tweet Corner now.
Oh, Tweet Corner.
Sponsored by Twitter. we had a couple, right? Or one?
We had, I only see one. Guys, please.
Hey, it's okay. People have busy weeks. March Madness is almost here. Everybody's planning out their roadmap for 2018. I understand. It can't happen all the time. But we did get one.
Yeah. You guys want us to grow? We need your help.
Hey.
We've had this conversation.
Hey, do it.
Come on.
Hey.
Thank you for the tweet, though.
Thank you for the tweet, allegedly Jeff. Jeff allegedly. Who apparently has a weekly alarm to send us one. So
he does.
You're my favorite right now. So Jeff allegedly Jeff says, at CGY Podcast, if you had to reprint the American dollar... Which Muppet would go on which bill? Hashtag Tweet Corner. Hashtag explain the Muppets to a caveman.
Muppets to a caveman? I don't know.
You put your fist up the ass of this cloth puppet animal, and you make it sing and dance.
Yeah, grab that monkey, put your hand through its fist ass. And
make it say whatever you want.
Yeah.
While moving your mouth.
There you go.
I care not to add to any of that.
Cool, we nailed it. We nailed it, Chris.
You nailed it. That's I'll get behind that.
I want the Count Dracula to be on every dollar.
Oh, bill. So okay, we're bringing in Sesame Street is in on this, which yeah, they yeah, are Muppets, it's, so it's yeah, a, I guess. But
technically,
one, five, you know.
I mean, so does like Kermit have to be on the $5 bill?
I mean, Kermit should be on one of them because he is green.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think Fozzie Bear on a 20 is just obvious.
Where so a Swedish Chef should be on the 100.
Oh yeah, yeah,
definitely.
And then
was it Beaker on like the Benjamins?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, right. I mean, not everybody gets him, but
just like also in the frame of the photo on the bill, like his hands are up and he's doing the me 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 me.
Yes.
I want Gonzo on the $5 bill.
Okay, then what about Kermit, though?
Fuck Kermit.
What's the name of the shrimp?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. I don't know the Muppets that well.
Pepe the King Prawn.
There's Animal.
Animal would be good. So fuck. We're making a $1 million bill, and we're putting Animal on that. When he's doing his big smile, open mouth thing. Ah. I do want Pepe the King Prawn on something when he's doing Draw Me Like One of Your French Girls.
Yes.
Pose.
Okay, but then which bill holds both Statler and Waldorf? Because they go together, so...
I think we have to make new bills. Have we come up with the 10? Has anybody been on the 10 yet?
No.
I don't think so.
All right, 10? Okay. 10's available. Apparently.
Who goes on the two? The old, you know, that that old pesky two.
That might be better for Statler and Waldorf.
Right, because that's there's two true. Of them, $2 bill.
You also got coins, you know.
American dollar, though. I'm the most accounting the dollar coin, so and I don't know if we can replace Sacagawea.
No.
That's true.
What about Sam the Eagle?
He's.
I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm really just impressed on your Muppet knowledge.
He's on the back of the quarter.
Because I don't know shit about Muppets. I had to Google it.
I just couldn't remember Pepe. And that was the only one I couldn't remember.
I'm just surprised at how much you guys know the Muppets.
How do you forget Statler and Waldorf, the two old grumpy men up in the fucking box seats?
Like, The Muppet Show was one of my favorite shows as a kid.
See? I wasn't a Muppets person.
I went opening night to the Muppet movie. the newer one. Well, not the second one, but the when they rebooted it, quote-unquote, with Jason Segel.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking
nerd. I heard
that's
good, though. I heard that movie's good.
The first one's amazing. It's really...
Yeah, I was never a Muppets person.
Oh, I was big on Muppets. Muppet Babies. Oh. They're bringing that back, by the way.
I saw that Hulu, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Sam the Eagle is... Well, they have... There are pictures of eagles, I think, on the corners of some of the bills, so he could be there.
Ooh, I like that.
Or he's on the quarter.
I like that.
Well, we gotta do the... We gotta put... Miss Piggy on there somewhere, right?
Fuck Miss Piggy.
I mean, if you don't want Kermit on there, Miss Piggy doesn't go on there.
Miss Piggy is a whore.
Hey, I'm Kermit the Frog here.
Yay! Piggy.
Miss Piggy is a whore. I'm really fucked up.
Sad Kermit, anybody? If you haven't seen Sad Kermit, go on YouTube and watch that. Yay! It's Sad Kermit is him, someone with a puppet of Kermit set, and it's set to Johnny Cash's Hurt. Just takes drugs and starts vomiting. Oh my God, it's so good.
I mean, if we're adding Sesame Street, where does Oscar the Grouch go?
Nowhere. He stays as a garbage person.
I think you put him on the biggest bill, just to be ironic.
It might piss him off, which might be fun.
See, that's how much I don't know the Muppets, because I go to the Count Dracula, and I thought that was a Muppet.
I mean, it's technically a Muppet. Well. It's just not a part of the Muppets.
I mean,
there's a whole thing.
I don't think Rizzo the Rat gets on anything, unfortunately.
No.
If okay, so Did we put Gonzo on one, right?
Yeah, he's on the five.
Okay, and then instead of the Eagles on the $5 bill and not Sam the Eagle, it's going to be his chicken.
Oh, fuck.
So, just keeping that in canon.
I really want to put Beaker on the one because they're just everywhere and then you just have Beaker. But
I'm okay with that.
And then,
yeah, it's a Muppet.
In the, in the corners and where the one is, it's Bunsen Honeydew's head because that's round. It's just a one stamped over his face.
Oh my god. Allegedly, Jeff, we have hit gold.
You're welcome, America.
I'm out of my element over here.
I just read Jeff's bio for Twitter. It says Jeff is as Jeff does. Oh god. Okay. That's gonna bring us to the end of episode 20. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Here's the next 20. You can check us out on any of the social media platforms by searching for at CGY Podcast. Send us a tweet with Tweet Corner questions, and we'll possibly go off on a real dumb tangent and make us ourselves laugh. So at the very least, we get that out of it. What else? Please rate and subscribe to us on iTunes if you haven't already, or Google Play Podcasts or Podbean. But those ratings super help and get us the word spread. So we're starting to grow this family still even more. It is slowly getting there every single week, but with your help, we can make that happen even faster.
Yeah, share our episode when we release it.
Tell your friends, tell your parents if they like to listen to 330-somethings.
Ask your friends and family these Tweet Corner questions. See what they say.
Actually, that could
let us know.
That could be fun too. And yeah, use the hashtag Tweet Corner if you send us a question, and we'll get it. Any other housekeeping stuff? I think that's it.
Nope.
No, I think that's it.
All right. Every as always, at the end of every episode, we end it with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's comes from user ZeroTrope with an X. Telephone poles are trees that cleaned up and got a job. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Come get your podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
We'll see you guys next time, later on the Menjay.
Bye.
Bye.